Senate, look, you know, I'm not a fan of what I call the wackos and fringe dwellers around the Senate, the Palmer United parties and the rest of them. Ricky Muir interviewed him a couple of times from the Motoring Enthusiast Party, and he was a reasonable man to talk to. But now he seems to be trying to turn the federal election, at least his part, into a fight over guns. He's taken up the case with a video over this Adler 110 shotgun, which there's a petition we've talked about before from the Ilana and Madeline Foundation to have it permanently banned in Australia. There's been temporary restriction on it. Well, Ricky Muir's got one, and he's filmed himself shooting it and explaining just why all good God-fearing Australians should welcome this into the country. This is how it unfolds.
Hello, I'm Senator Ricky Muir, Senator for Victoria, representing the Australian Motoring Enthusiast Party. And this is an Adler A110 12-gauge lever-action shotgun. Or, if you ask certain aspects of the media, it is a new technology designed to circumvent the National Firearm Agreement and is a high-powered semi-automatic death machine. It is not semi-automatic. But I'm happy to prove that. I'm happy to put some ammunition in this firearm. And if it is a semi-automatic firearm, like aspects of the media say, or the anti-firearm groups would say, it will continue to fire until it runs out of ammunition without me having to cycle it. So let's see what happens when I put ammunition in this firearm.
Now Ricky starts dragging the ammunition out of his pocket and loading the seven shots into the gun and makes the point it takes him a while to do it, which it does, but he's still putting, what, 7 or 8 rounds into this gun at once. Let's see how Ricky's going now. He's loading the gun.
It is quite slow to reload. I loaded 3 rounds of ammunition into this firearm. The firearm has just fired once. If this is a semi-automatic firearm, it will fire again when I squeeze that trigger. I have just squeezed the trigger and it did not fire. I have just squeezed the trigger again and it has not fired. By manually ejecting the spent shell and then continuing the cycle until it is reloaded, let's see if it fires again. It has fired again for a second time after being manually cycled. It is therefore a lever action shotgun and not a semi-automatic shotgun in any fashion at all.
Senator Ricky Muir, and that's not some nuffy from the National Rifle Association in the United States. That's one of our own senators with a very twisted view, in my view, and a very, well, I think he's misled us more than a little. He said a couple of things which are just nonsense, just wrong. I'll be talking to him after 11 o'clock. I don't, look, we have led the world with our gun laws. We can't back off now. We really can't. They have made a difference, and don't be conned by this sort of stuff. And I know there'll be people, particularly in regional Victoria, who disagree. By all means, let's have a talk. 96900 693 13 13 32. Samantha Lee is the chair of Gun Control Australia. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you've heard his argument. What is yours? Why should the Adler 110 not be allowed in Australia?
Look, Mr. Muir seems like a fairly decent guy, but he does have this quite incorrect. The reason why this Adler needs to be a what we call a Category D, which is a prohibited firearm, is the fact that it has a magazine. The old lever-action shotguns don't have magazines attached to them. They're built around the design of the 1890s, and they are usually single-shot or two double-barrel shotguns.
So does that mean on the existing shotgun I can get off at the most 2 shots, right? With this one I can get off what, 7 or 8?
Well, you can put, for the ones coming in now, you can put 6 bullets in the chamber. We have never called it a semi-automatic. We are classifying it as a rapid-fire firearm,
okay,
which means that it can propel a number of bullets in a minute. So in this situation, it can propel around 6 bullets in under a minute.
Well, it's significantly under a minute. I've read 6 in 7 seconds. Is that right?
Well, that's correct, but it does depend on your, I guess, experience in okay. relation to lever-action shotguns.
The point being that I'm trying to get at is, what is the difference? Now, am I right? With this firearm, if I'm adept, I can fire 6 shots in, say, let's be generous, in 15 seconds or 30 seconds. At the moment, with the existing weapons, I can fire a maximum of 2. Is that correct?
That's correct, and you have to reload the ammunition. In this case, it has what's called a magazine in the firearm itself, and in that magazine you can load 6 bullets, which means that you once you push the trigger, it then is able to upload another bullet into the chamber. It's slightly different to a semi-automatic. It doesn't have the same mechanism inside, but it's still able to rapid fire in relation to the propelling of the ammunition.
But it's not as rapid as a semi-automatic, but it's more devastating than the average shotgun.
That's right. It's a game changer. And now that actual slogan is the slogan used by Robert Neuer's company, who imported the firearms. The anti-gun lobbies haven't pushed the slogan that this is a new design. It was actually a promotion by Rob Neuer's company, who brought in the firearm. It has promoted it as a game changer. The reason why it is a game changer is because it has a magazine attached to the old lever design.
Is Ricky Muir entitled to have that weapon?
If he has a license for a Category A firearm, he can now obtain a 6-shot Adler lever action shotgun. What we have been asking for is not to get rid of these firearms altogether, but to recategorise them as a Category C or D, which means that they will only be available to a limited number of gun licence holders.
So who would get them in that case?
Well, it would be the same as pump action shotguns for example, clay target shooters. But at the moment, they're available to over around 800,000 recreational hunters across Australia. If we were to reclassify them, they'd only be available to a limited number, around 100,000 of firearm owners.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us, Samantha Lee, Chair of Gun Control Australia. I'll talk to Ricky Muir later in the program.